evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. Well, everybody knows that one of the biggest problems with Donald Trump's presidency was his choice of personnel. Whatever a president wants to do, he's only one man. The vast majority of the work in any administration is done by the president's appointments. So if they're competent and if they share his vision, a president can do great things. But if these appointees actually oppose the president's vision or are incompetent or corrupt, they can completely ruin a president, no matter how good his platform is. And we saw that far too many times in Donald Trump's presidency. It didn't matter that he wanted to end America's wars while his Secretary of Defense was James Mattis. It didn't matter that he wanted the National Guard to stop riots while his chairman of the Joint Chiefs was Mark Milley. And it didn't matter what President Trump's personal preferences were with COVID. When he was dominated by the people like Anthony Fauci or his own HHS secretary, Alex Azar. Before going to HHS, Azar was literally a big pharma executive at Eli Lilly and Company. He was one of the cabinet members who immediately stuck a knife right into Trump after January 6th. And during COVID, he played a key role in making sure that pharma companies got total immunity for everything they did in response to the pandemic. Well, now Karen Kingston says that she's unearthed documents that show Azar is guilty of even more than that. And she joins us now. We want to hear all about it, Karen. What is this Azar really up to? I mean, we had Dr. Paul Elias Alexander, HHS senior advisor, COVID President Trump admin. He was on this program saying HHS people were actually there in the building, actively speaking openly about subverting the president and withholding information from him.
Yeah, I would say that that's from what I've read and reviewed. I would say that that is absolutely accurate. So what people need to understand is, how did we get into this COVID mess, right? How did this happen? Well, HHS Secretary Alex Azar had to make a declaration first that COVID-19 or the novel coronavirus was a threat to public health safety. And he did that on January 31st of 2020, based on confirmed cases, Stu. Here's the thing. There was no test to confirm the cases. They hadn't even named the virus yet. So that was a fraudulent declaration. And then on February 4th, he made another declaration saying that this novel coronavirus was a threat to national security. Well, what does that mean? Well, what that means, according to former President Bill Clinton, national security is everything put out in the preamble of the Constitution. So that's a threat to our national defense, our common welfare, and our health and liberties for ourselves and our children and our children's children. So basically, it's like, hey, this is an act of war. It's threatening our military and our posterity and our freedoms. So he did that on February 4th. But here's the thing. When he had made that declaration, he also made a declaration that all of a sudden, the testing, he put together testing for the PCR test, that it could also be fraudulent. So he did that same month, saying that, okay, so now we're going to have an increase in COVID-19 incidences based on tests that are submitted to the FDA that don't have to confirm whether or not they're valid. And he gave immunity to them. Then on March 27th, he confirmed that the pharma companies can now make a medical countermeasure to a chemical, biological, or radioactive agent, which is a military countermeasure, you know, to counteract this novel virus, which there was no confirmed case for. So it was all fraudulent. But I want to point one thing out here, which is that between February 4th and March 27th, what happened? Dr. Zelenko, during that time frame, came forward and said, hey, I use hydroxychloroquine, I use zinc, and I use Zithromax, a Z-Pak, and it cures COVID. So what did Trump do? Trump had Secretary Azar march that up to the FDA and say, you can have this product to treat and prevent COVID. So we don't need the medical countermeasures. And then there was this whole conspiracy, and make no mistake, it was a conspiracy, to do a bogus publication in The Lancet across six continents saying that this combination caused people to die from COVID or accelerate COVID death versus help it and caused heart failure. But the test was bogus. They had more people in certain like counties and certain countries that were allegedly dying from COVID from this treatment than there were even cases at that time. So it was all a conspiracy. But I think what's the most important point, what I'm trying to let people know, is that Secretary Azar's declarations beginning in January all the way through March and now continued by Becerra are all fraudulent. They're based on a virus that never existed, that was never confirmed. And the early evidence out of China, this is the other thing Secretary Azar knew. There was one study of 222 hospital workers out of Wuhan, out of ground zero, who treated 41 patients. There was no transmission. There was another publication in January 2020 out of Hong Kong, 32,000 people hospitalized with COVID-19 because they were inoculated with this bioweapon, this artificial intelligence bioweapon. There was no hospital transmission. Where the original SARS-CoV-2 and the original MERS virus had hospital transmissions of up to almost 20%. So they knew this was never a virus. Secretary Azar essentially declared war on the American people. That's what happened. He said, look, there is a chemical, biological, or radioactive agent out there, and it's a threat to national security. That is an act of war. And so then what did he allow? He allowed a medical countermeasure, a military-grade bioweapon, to then be unleashed on the American people. And they knew this was going to happen. How do we know that they knew that this was a medical, that this was going to cause COVID-19? Because on October 22nd, 2020, the FDA met with the CDC, with the NIH, and with Big Pharma. And Big Pharma gave them a list of about 24 serious adverse events, which, by the way, are COVID-19. Things like myocarditis, pericarditis, neurological dysfunction, respiratory failure, acute respiratory syndrome, Kawasaki disease, and inflammatory syndrome, neurological disorder. So they listed out everything now that we're calling COVID-19. They said, look, these injections are going to cause this. And it says in the guidance for medical countermeasures under EUA law that a medical countermeasure could cause a threat to public safety and could cause a threat to national security. So Secretary Azar, I believe, knowingly unleashed a weapon of mass destruction on the American people.
So how do we confirm that?
How do you confirm
that Azar, with aforethought, intentionally released a weapon of mass destruction on the American people and declared war?
Well, the declaration that the novel coronavirus was a threat to national security. A threat to national security is a threat to your military, a threat to our children. I mean, we went, you know, that's what it is. It's a threat to our Constitution.
Yeah.
So what they say is, like, we need to abandon the Constitution to protect the Constitution. It makes no sense. Well, that is basically an act of war, to say that this is a threat to the future of America. That is essentially what it is. And we were locked in our homes. We basically became prisoners of war. But how can you prove that he knew that this was going to harm the American people? You just need to take a look at the evidence that was filed with the FDA even prior to the November 20th submission, which is on October 22nd, they listed out over 24 serious diseases, disabilities, including death, that would be caused by the vaccines. And they said, nope, go full speed, steam ahead. We're gonna go forward with the EUA. On that same day, by the way, Stu, GeoVax, the holding company, the publicly traded holding company for all the intellectual property for all mRNA vaccines that are used as these countermeasures, put out an SEC filing saying, look, we just finalized all the royalty agreements to everyone in the NIH and everyone in the government that's getting a kickback from this. So that's further evidence. Then on November 20th, Pfizer put in their submission, 409 people came down with severe COVID within 1 week of the first or second injection. And they didn't know if it was their vaccine or a virus that had caused it. They knew it was their virus or their vaccine that caused it. And on top of that, on February 28th, right, of 2020, Anthony Fauci publishes in the New England Journal of Medicine an article called Uncharted Waters, where he says, look, the case fatality rate of this novel coronavirus is 0.1%. Well, there's this thing, Stu, in my industry where you can never say anything's 100%. You can never say anything's 100% safe, 100% effective, or 100% unavoidable. So you got to say it's at least 0.1%. So when Fauci on February 28th put in the New England Journal of Medicine, there's a 0.1% chance you could die, that means there's basically no chance you can die from this virus because it wasn't a virus. So you've got that evidence too. And then you've got Pfizer's efficacy evidence, which is that if you get a shot, within 1 week of the shot, you have a 99.9% chance of not getting infected. And if you don't get the shot, you have a 99.9% chance of getting infected. So those two pieces of evidence say, look, the virus doesn't infect people or cause death, because we can't say 100%, and the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting infected or causing death. The whole thing is made up. You just have to look at the evidence and understand basic math.
What is your suggested remedy or recourse for this?
My suggested remedy is, because we don't have any control at the national level, is that we have to go local. And the way that to stop this is that the virus was never a threat to national security. The threat to national security are these bioweapons.
And the EUA was never lawful anyways, because there were alternative treatments available.
There were alternative treatments available. They should have been approved by the FDA, technically, legally. But also, though, there was never a virus that was a threat to national security. It just that didn't exist. So my recommendation is you have to work local. The governors, here's the thing, you know, yes, our nation was shut down. The governors didn't have to shut down their states. That never had to happen. They didn't have to do that. There was no hard evidence that this was actually a threat to people's health. There was no concrete evidence. It was all very pie in the sky. And if you actually looked at the numbers compared to average fatality rates of people in those age groups, people had a higher rate of dying from being alive than from COVID. So the states can, at this point, say, Governor DeSantis can say, look, there is no more threat to Florida's public health safety because of COVID. Therefore, we are not taking any more funding for COVID-19. We are not endorsing any policies for COVID-19. And as far as these, you know, bioweapon injections are concerned, they are not only banned, but they should be criminalized in every state. And yes, he can do that. Again, I've said this on your show many times. Take a look at Greenwich Biopharmaceuticals. They had a cannabinoid for epilepsy. And in some states, cannabinoid-based medicines were illegal because they're from marijuana. So they had to go state by state to get the approval. Any governor can say, look, there's enough evidence to show that these injections are lethal. They are weapons of mass destruction, and they can criminalize them in their state. Yes, they have the authority. Don't tell me they do not. They absolutely do. And it is their responsibility to protect their residents, period, under their state constitution, period. So that's what the remedy is. State by state, you know, not only blacklist these injections, but criminalize them.
And then go after everybody that's responsible for inventing them, pushing them, mandating them, sponsoring them, endorsing them, pushing them as safe and effective, lying. We have an entire documentary called Died Suddenly coming out on Monday. The footage that I have looked at, watching kids die. Governor DeSantis, he better ban these and criminalize these shots. If anybody's going to take any governor seriously, that they actually care about the safety of their citizens, they will do exactly what Karen Kingston just said. Ban these shots, incinerate the entire supply, criminalize them, and then go after everybody responsible for killing innocent people in your state. And every one of your states has been affected by this. Karen Kingston, thank you so much. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
Do not allow yourself to be a victim of the Great Financial Reset. The New World Order, the One World Government, the Great Reset, requires for the electronic banking system to come down to zero. Everybody, reset your checking account, savings account, 401ks, IRAs. And even if that doesn't happen, which we absolutely believe it's going to happen, you're already looking at criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, funding a $100 billion forever war that'll be trillions of dollars before it's all over with. We're funding our own demise. We're being ripped off and robbed. Protect yourself now with physical gold and silver. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. I get emails every single day thanking me. Thank you, Stu, for introducing us to Gold Co. Gold Co. is helping thousands of Americans, potentially millions, to protect themselves from this government theft. We're watching the financial system crash right now before our eyes. Don't be a victim. I warned you. Please, call them today. You have nothing to lose. Plus, when you mention Stu Peters, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with a qualified account. Gold Co., 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. So the media, the criminals, the killers, are pushing a narrative of a triple-demic, a supposed simultaneous explosion of COVID, influenza, and RSV that's allegedly going to cause countless deaths this winter. Sites like today.com, which we don't encourage you to pay any attention to, are calling it an unprecedented surge of cases. Does that sound familiar at all? Now, supposedly this unprecedented surge of cases is going to flood our hospitals and overwhelm the system. You know, again, I mean, this formula already worked once, so why wouldn't they try it again? Dr. Jane Ruby says it's all bunk. You know, we think so too. She says it's just a way to gin up fear so that the government can enhance its power and Big Pharma can make another big cash grab. And she joins us now to talk more about this. Dr. Jane, the triple-demic is coming. Do we have receipts of this? I mean, is this out there? They're admitting this in the wide open?
Yeah, Stu, they're cooking this up. I mean, first of all, everybody's now familiar, I'm sure, with all these efforts and all these discussions about RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, which I have to tell you is a form of the common cold. And I also want people to know, because we do have to investigate further if this is just another hoax about babies filling up hospitals right now. Remember how they fooled us a year ago with the cadaver morgue trucks outside of all the hospitals in South Florida? It turned out they looked like Zen gardens. Nothing was happening at all. But with that said, people have to understand something. The reality of life, Stu, is that the common cold could take down a healthy 35-year-old if the right conditions are in place. But it's very rare. And so what they're doing is they're ginning up this whole RSV scare. Ooh, babies are in hospitals and if they're going to give it to grandma and all this other stuff, a lot of familiar pieces to this. Because why? They already have these C19 bioweapon shots for COVID. And they, of course, have their yearly seasonal flu shots. They're going to finish up the supposed vaccine for RSV by early spring, and they're going to put it together in a three-shot series.
Yep, they're going to whip it all together in a petri dish. They're going to, this is so convenient. Now you get like 17 mRNAs all in one, and you can bathe in it and water your house plants with it and feed it to your dog, and everybody will be safe and protected, and you won't contract anything or give anything, and you'll just live endlessly without any viral infections ever. Remember how the COVID-19 shot worked? Nobody was able to spread it anymore. Remember? You were protecting yourself. You were only 4,233% chance more likely of getting sick after getting it. It was awesome. Remember how many millions of people died suddenly? I think there was a documentary about it. Anyways, we're heavily invested in this thing. Would you please go and take it? As a matter of fact, you can't work if you don't take it. You can't go to church if you don't take it. You can't access the internet or your smart refrigerator if you don't take it. Your kids can't go to school if they don't take it. Here's the gun. Put it to your own head. Pull the trigger!
Sue, I'm hoping that, as hopefully everybody knows, the Died Suddenly documentary is coming out Monday. I'm hoping that that ignites and awakens enough people that they won't take this triple thing in the spring. Look, this is a triple plandemic, plain and simple. This is a construction, like you said, of something that worked very well for them. But it's very dangerous for a number of reasons, as you already know. This is going to be a faster kill shot. And the other issue about RSV right now is that the Moderna data was apparently presented to some sham committee at the FDA, and they even expressed a little modicum of concern about it. Because why? Because those babies, they did do a placebo control group, those babies and children that did get the whatever that RSV poison shot is, they got more severe colds and respiratory infections that they're calling RSV, and they're having a hard time hiding it. So this is a triple plan.
They know that parents will respond to this because they know the love,
fear
that a parent has for their child. A good one, anyways.
Of course. Fear. And Stu, there's a warning about Ebola coming. It's going to jump out of the Congo once again. You know, since 1976, there have been very few cases and even fewer still that went beyond. It's a very It's a very difficult thing to catch unless you are interested in rolling around in the Congo, you know, sucking up the body fluids of somebody who's profoundly ill with a high fever and an obvious respiratory infection. This is just getting out of control. But again, Stu, you hit the nail on the head. If people don't realize they were duped the first time, they're going to fall for this, all of this again.
You see what this is? Do you know what this is? This is the BS light. Okay. When the light goes out, the bullshit stops. The light is out.
The light is out. Yeah.
Died absolutely. Suddenly, I think, is our best chance to stop all of this. I really do. Yeah. That is my prayer. I'm going to be praying fervently and have been. And I hope that all of you will join me in this. Father God, please, please allow died suddenly to be the thing that stops the shots. Everybody, millions of people, billions of people have been inoculated with this thing. And I'm telling you, mark my words, that 5 billion people, when they figure out what has been done to them, the monsters, the demons that perpetuated this evil, this intentional mass killing, this weapon of mass destruction, this biowarfare, will have nowhere to hide. Mark my words.
Yep, absolutely. And Stu, the CDC is the victim or the focus of tomorrow's takedown with Dr. Jane Ruby, premium on StuPeters.com. So many people inside these agencies need to be prosecuted. And I hope they will be after died suddenly airs. Yeah.
5 p.m. Eastern on Monday. Seriously, 5 p.m. Eastern. We are counting literally down the hours right now. The documentary event of a generation. Matthew Skow, Nicholas Stumphauser, in 83 days, put this thing together. Only by the grace of God. All thanks to Jesus Christ. It's coming. StuPeters.com. Go there right now. Put your email address in there. Be notified the second that it drops. And please be there to immediately grab that link and send it to every single person that you know. Every Instagram contact. Every Facebook contact. If you still use MySpace, put it there. Text every single person in your phone. Make sure that everybody knows that Died Suddenly is here. Monday, November 21st, 5 p.m. Eastern, StuPeters.com. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving, Stu.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. This right here, no matter what you say about him, is why I love Christopher Key. Vaccine Police has single-handedly woken up millions of people around the country. Vaccine-police.com needs your help. They are funded by you. Not a grift putting up billboards all over the place, spending every single dime appropriately to make people aware of the hazards and dangers and deadly effects of the weapon of mass destruction that has been intentionally released on humanity. Please help Christopher Key. Please help the organization that I believe so much in. I remember how that all started. He was before a school board in his home state where he didn't even have a kid in school, no skin in the game. They're fighting, telling those people, not only will I sue this school board in this school district, but I will sue every single one of you evil demons if you don't take these mask mandates away. This was way at the beginning. Well, guess what? They took the mask mandates away. Then his boss fired him. Remember? His communist boss fired him at some moving company. Oh, I'm not going to have this kind of attention being brought to my company. So he responded to a calling. He took it worldwide. Across the country, he drives in his Vaccine Police Mustang, waking people up all over the place. He is a truly sent angel from God. I really believe that. Anyways, the organization needs your help. If you can help to fund them, please do so. Go to vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. So Heather Hudson's family was moving to Arizona to build on some property that they had purchased there. Her son was about to start work. Everything was great, except his new employer wouldn't allow him to start work unless he received the vaccine. So just like millions of other people, he decided to get the shot. even though like 100% of young people, he was at exactly zero risk from COVID-19, whatever that was. Almost immediately, he came down with severe aches and pains. But the local pharmacist said, it's normal. Don't worry about it. Well, it wasn't. After Heather's son got his second dose, he began coughing up small amounts of blood. Then the skin on his hand started to flake off like that of a burn victim. His doctor said, don't worry, it's probably just eczema. It wasn't. Soon he had pain in his right knee, which they suspect was a blood clot. Then finally, one night, last October, Heather came home, found her son leaning against the wall, struggling to breathe, coughing up blood, and screaming in pain. Heather's son went to the hospital where he was diagnosed with blood clots and thrombosis, among many other issues, and ended up needing two heart stents. Throughout this whole episode, doctors treated Heather like she was a maniac because of her belief that this was somehow related to the shots. By the way, the hospital put that he was unvaccinated on his medical chart, even though he absolutely had both of those shots. Heather says the hospital kept testing her son for COVID too, sometimes twice per day. Obviously, a desperate hope that they could blame all of these problems on the virus. But he never tested positive. Nope, not once. So eventually, they just pumped him full of steroids and released him with a pack of blood thinners to go home. Almost as soon as he arrived, he started to fall apart again. Had to be hospitalized again 2 days later when his oxygen levels dropped dangerously low. And so this went on for months until Heather took her son to a clinic in Texas that was willing to see her son and determine whether he had a vaccine injury. Of course, that's how she got into contact with Dr. Edward Balbona. Dr. B immediately put her son on ivermectin to control the inflammation in his body, then put him on a different blood thinner and on hydroxychloroquine to calm down his immune system. All of this inspired Heather to begin researching what happened to her son to see if it had happened to others. Heather herself once worked in the medical field, and a close family member runs one of America's top biolab safety foundations, so she's got some understanding of how medical matters work. Heather and Dr. Balbona believe the root of her son and so many other adverse reactions are the lipid shells included in these mRNA bioweapon mass destruction shots. Heather Hudson and Dr. Balbona both join us now to discuss this in more detail. Thank you both for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay. We have an important message to say, so thank you for your
time. Of course. Heather, so sorry for what happened to your son. Dr. B, have you seen a lot of patients like this?
I have seen several patients. I have to kind of isolate other comorbidities, make sure that there's nothing else to blame it on. But actually, there's several patients that there is nothing to blame it on. They come, they've been very healthy with no problems, no medications. They find the vaccine. It's like being run over by a truck. And they're very ill and it's very durable. It's not the short, mild complications that is being sold to us. It's actually in the patients that have vaccine injury. It is very dramatic and it's very very long term. It's not something that just goes away quickly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What kind of treatments are you using? I mean, we went over a short list here. Are you finding success in treating these bioweapon victims?
We are. We have to be creative because this is somewhat of a new phenomenon. Generally, we listen to the patient and find where the problem is. Many patients will have neurologic problems and we treat them like other neurologic issues. Many patients will have clotting issues like Cody had and we'll have to use blood thinners. There seems to be a microvascular component where people's very small blood vessels have issues and you have to keep them on blood thinners for longer than you would normally do. And again, obviously there's a lot of inflammation. And certain anti-inflammatories work better than others.
Heather, how about you? I mean, have you seen an improvement in your son?
Oh, absolutely. When he came to Dr. Balbona, he was in the position that you had described. He was still grasping the walls. His lips were blue. His fingers were blue. He was falling. He could not walk on his own. And, you know, breathing obviously was something that he was struggling for. And I would say it took about 3 days with the ivermectin and the hydroxychloroquine and getting him on the correct steroid for him to actually feel like he could just breathe. I think it was about maybe every 20 minutes or so he had been gasping out in pain for almost 8 full months. So that started to subside pretty quickly. And, you know, we know why. I did quite a bit of research into ivermectin as well, which, you know, I don't have in my writings just yet, but they're in a book that Dr. B and I have been putting together But we know that it has the anti-inflammatory and the antiviral properties. And I was glad to have him on it.
Dr. Balbona, why do you speculate the medical industry has demonized the use of ivermectin to treat patients that have this so-called respiratory virus and those who have been injected with this inoculation?
So the same groups that are demonizing ivermectin are actually subsidizing it to give it to millions of Africans. And they've done that for decades, mm-hmm. for years. It's really just not credible. They are saying it's unsafe, it's dangerous, and here all of Africa should be on it. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's called an MDA, Mass Drug Administration, yeah. and there's millions of people who have been given ivermectin safely, and anybody can look that up. It's some of the world's most philanthropic organizations that take part in that, and same organization, like you said, demonizes it.
Yeah, it's a very safe medicine, and what's gone on is really heartbreaking. The CDC and the FDA have gone out of their way to try to portray it as what it is not. It is a very safe, very useful medication. It is not dangerous, like any drug, and you need to use it responsibly. Mm-hmm. But this is a drug that could have changed the face of this pandemic, and we just missed the opportunity. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Zelenko with hydroxychloroquine and zinc and azithromycin was doing the same thing. He was treating the inflammation. If you treat the disease early, you don't have the people going to the hospital and going on ventilators and perishing. You just need to do what doctors always do and treat their patients. And I was really surprised. I was doing what I thought was normal, and I was shocked to see other doctors were not.
Yeah. Which absolutely confirms that this was done intentionally and with a forethought. Dr. Zelenko was very vocal. He took that remedy to the HHS, took it to Secretary Azar. Secretary Azar took it to the FDA. The FDA turned around. Azar shut it down so he could usher in the EUA and essentially declare war on Americans. I mean, this is 100% factual. We can't beat around the bush anymore and say mm-hmm. things like, well, I think this and the pandemic this and the respiratory virus that. No, this was an intentionally concocted, man-made, chemically engineered petri dish, gain of function, bioweapon of mass destruction intentionally unleashed on the American people to push them to voluntarily inject themselves with this strain of mRNA that they knew would cause infertility, would cause sterility, would cause blood clots, would cause hemorrhaging by Pfizer's own admission, by the FDA's own admission. They knew that this thing was dangerous and in many cases deadly, and now we're watching people die suddenly, people at the peak of their physical condition. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely done on purpose. Your son was a victim of attempted murder, period.
And you know what? This mom is unstoppable. I'm sure you've read what I have written, and there's quite a bit of evidence and proof in there. And so Kim Witzak and Brooke Jackson have come on board with me, and so we have a lot to say. Yeah. We do not want any more children killed.
Dr. B?
Yeah, I think this was a very predictable tragedy, and especially the tragedy that currently continues to go on with our children needs to stop. We know the spike protein is toxic. There's mm-hmm. lots of documentation. The spike in itself is a toxin. We're creating a factory of spike protein in our own bodies. We know that gene therapy that's been tried for 20 years has lots of problems, lots of complication. We know it's toxic. This is gene therapy. We know that the nanoparticles in the PEG causes anaphylaxis. There's lots of other medicines that use the PEG that have lots of problems. So you have a layering of toxicity,
yes.
one on top of the other. Mm-hmm. And we really have not been honest about it. You cannot mm-hmm. have informed consent unless you tell people the risk. This is not safe and effective. And mm-hmm. everyone knew, or mm-hmm. everyone should have known, it's not safe and effective. And yet still we have mm-hmm. college presidents demanding that the students be vaccinated. I mean, that is obscene, because they can only have harm. They're not protecting anyone. They're not stopping transmission. Those children don't deserve that. And the truth is, in places of higher education, they really should, care for those kids, realize that they're doing harm, and stop. For our children that are no risk, again, this is just unethical. We should stop.
And we wrote to Governor DeSantis quite a bit as we started. Yeah, I was bringing my research to Dr. B and then, of course, to Dr. Laurie and some other world-renowned doctors. And I was getting nothing but support. I was shocked, you know, that they were saying, you know, what you're seeing is what we know to be true. And, you know, for the record, it's 22 years that people have known about these particular quote-unquote reactions, and it can be followed all through the medical literature. But we wrote Governor DeSantis, and I'm really proud of our state because he did step in and make some protections for children and also for doctors and for patients as well.
There's a recent study out of Switzerland. The Swiss study showed if you look in a sophisticated way for harm to the heart, 100% of the vaccine recipients have evidence of heart damage. Probably the best unintentional study of this is actually Australia. So in 2021, they did not have much COVID, almost none at all in Australia. What they did have was lots of vaccine. And you can see the myocarditis just take off. There was no argument that this was COVID. This was only the vaccine. And again, that's when it took off. You can see the correlation.
You know, it makes me sick when I hear you talk about these places of higher learning and, you know, the educators and, you know, college professors and administrators and deans. And, you know, the CDC is adding this thing to the childhood vaccine schedule, which gives governors and states the ability to mandate that every child, school age child, has this thing injected into them before they're allowed to go to public schools and learn. Not everybody can afford to homeschool their kids and just quit working. Not everybody can afford to pick up and move out of a psychopath communist state and move to one like Florida. This is going to kill so many kids. We have to protect our kids.
So perhaps the work that we're doing will actually help carry into other states as well. You know, that would be my hope. And there's an army of women behind me. I call them Rosie the Riveters, but they're women that are involved in groups like React 19 and No College Mandates and more. And they have quit their jobs. They work from home, helping to get these get the word out as to the toxins and the dangers. And they work all through these large organizations. They work with the media, and they are phenomenal and very, very little known, but they are being written about in our book. And there's just so much to be said on that.
The hubris and the dishonesty of our federal agencies is really heartbreaking. What we're doing here, trying to educate people and protect people, this is what the CDC should be doing. This is what the FDA should have done.
Yes.
And there's just no reason that, you know, they are, you know, just going forward, no matter what, despite the evidence, despite the fact that they're not blocking transmission, that they're only causing harm, they're actually failing, they're not protecting you. And whatever serologic protection they have is gone in 2 or 3 months. And the harms are lifelong.
And they knew it for over 20 years, and it took an EAU to get it through. Emergency use authorization, EUA.
I think that there is a reason that they're proceeding. And I think it's because they're trying to kill us.
Well, you know, I
hope that's not the case, but I hope we can kind of reset the agenda and re-steer the ship. I mean, this is just a tragic mistake. Thousands or tens of thousands of people have died needlessly.
People are dying.
We're not using early treatment. It definitely works.
You're
definitely
a war zone doctor is what you are. I mean, it just occurred to me, I was just thinking back about MASH. Remember, my parents used to watch MASH. Yeah. I'm thinking about this. You're triaging in a time of war people who've been hit with a weapon of mass destruction. That's what's happening here. And if I know it, and if you know it, and if Heather knows it, and if millions of people out here know it, then guess who else knows it? The CDC and the FDA and every doctor that continues to push these, and every college and every school and every governor and every manufacturer and all of those people in the media that are still running with a safe and effective narrative, the CDC's own adverse events reporting system documents very clearly that in just a 20-month time period, 3 times as many people have died from this single injection than every single vaccine previously combined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is no excuse for this. There's no justification for this. And it's not incompetence. It's intentional.
Mm-hmm. It has a toxin in the shell, and it also has a toxin in the payload as well. And they could have used the nucleocapsid that is not toxic. Yeah. So it is.
This will stop when we refuse to play along. I mean, the doctors need to stop. The public needs to stop. The media needs to stop.
The states.
We just need to say no. Mm-hmm. No more. We need to protect our children. We need to protect the college kids. We need to demand that doctors are free to be doctors.
Mothers need to be educated too. And I highly recommend they go and look at what I've written, because, yes, I can research, and yes, I have medical experience, but you don't have to be an expert, and you don't have to have special skills to go and look at what's been in the literature for more than 20 years specifically about pegylated lipids. And a lot of doctors like to say, that's just an allergen. No. They're either not informed or they're not telling the truth. You can have a reaction that can cause death or lifelong disability, like my son, just because it is immunogenic. Go ahead on that. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little worked up.
It's just like the people who have peanut allergy. It can be catastrophic. And it may be that most people don't, but in the people that do, it destroys their life.
It's a roulette wheel. Just for the lipids. And like I said, I'm going to say it again. It's been there. The warnings that they put in the drugs that previously used these lipids point exactly to the lipid, the warning for the anaphylaxis. There was also myocardial issues in those drugs. And it is just, to me, it just mirrors exactly what they saw for the past 20 years. It's written. You would not believe the extensive literature on this.
Well, you're lucky, and so is your son, that he can still tell his story, and that he found Dr. Balbona, and that you're such a fighter, Heather.
Thank you.
Because, millions of people are dying. And, there's a whole documentary coming out, Died Suddenly, on Monday, to discuss this exact thing. There's no such thing as a mild case of myocarditis. There's just no reason.
Who can stand by after their child nearly died? Who can stand by and not speak up and make noise and get hurt?
Well, you'd be surprised, actually, because there are going to be a lot of parents that will never admit that that shot had anything to do with their child's death, because you know why? They did it to them. And they do not want to deal with that guilt, and they will never admit it. So those that are coming forward, those that have minor children that are coming forward, and talking about this, and they are few and far between, are actually heroes. And the deaths of their children, although be it unimaginable grieving and pain that they will have to deal with for the rest of their lives, those deaths can be used to save millions of lives when they're telling
their stories. Ernest Jr. Ernest Jr.
That's actually who I'm referring to. I'm working on getting his Give, Send, Go up on the main page over at stupeters.com as we speak.
Amen. And see, you're a hero too.
Yeah.
Well, you're a hero.
I can't do it without all of you. Dr. Balbona, Heather Hudson, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us.
Of course. Yeah. So they don't want you knowing about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, the same reason that they don't want you knowing about magnesium. Oh, why? Well, because it combats stress and anxiety and low mood and depression and sleepless nights. Oh, you're depressed? Here's a pill. Oh, wait, you have stress? Oh, here's a pill. Antipsychotics and antidepressants and ADHD medication. No. We don't fall for that crap here. 75% of Americans have a magnesium deficiency. You will no longer get the sleep that you deserve, combat stress and anxiety, low mood, sleepless nights, and an early grave. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. By the way, make sure that you are there on Monday. 25% off site-wide for their Black Friday/Cyber Monday deals at magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Well, if you've ever tuned into pro wrestling, even just once in your life, You got to know who Kurt Angle is. After one of the greatest collegiate wrestling careers of all time, Kurt went on to win an Olympic gold medal in freestyle wrestling. Get this, with a broken neck. He's one of just four people to complete the amateur wrestling Grand Slam. That's winning the Junior Nationals, the NCAA Championship, the World Championship, and an Olympic gold. Of course, Kurt Angle is also a legend in the world of pro wrestling, holding the WWE Championship four separate times. But a lifetime of battling in the ring also took a toll on Kurt's body. Over the course of his career, he broke his neck not once, not twice, not three or four times. No, Kurt Angle broke his neck five times. And so chronic pain became a severe problem for him. Eventually, in a story that's become far too relatable, especially in America, he became addicted to opioid painkillers. These doctors are killing people, and they know it. Kurt went in and out of rehab, trying to get his life back on track while managing the pain. But today, Kurt credits one thing with changing his life, saving his life, CBD. CBD has allowed him to kick opioids and manage his pain in a healthier way. So now Kurt's partnering with Curable. We've been promoting Curable here on this show. He's promoting CBD to others and showing that chronic pain patients don't have to give up their bodily autonomy. They don't have to surrender to blood money and big pharma. So be sure to check them out. Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off at Curable.com. It's an honor to have him with us. Kurt Angle joins us now. Kurt, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me on, STU.
Yeah, so Curable, right here in my home state of Minnesota, all the hemp is sourced here, family-owned business. I use the products. As a matter of fact, we were just talking off the air here. I've got the dry spray, cooling roll-on, if you don't want that grease all over your clothing and stuff. You know, I mean, it's really helped me out with my arthritic pain, endoclavicular arthropathy, lifting weights. It's like incapacitating at times. How has it helped you?
Oh, it saved my life. I mean, you know, I was addicted to painkillers a long time ago, and I rightfully so. My body was in excruciating pain. I had a lot of injuries in my career, and I ended up going to rehab. And when I got out of rehab, I didn't have anything to dull the pain or take the pain away. And so, you know, I was always looking and searching. I found some pain relief creams that didn't work that well or didn't work for that long. But I ran into Curable this last year, and we ended up coming together and making a great relationship because this stuff really works. It works on arthritis, joint pain, muscle pain, any soreness you have in your body. It works extremely well. It's the best product I've ever tried.
This is coming from a guy who broke his neck five times. I mean, this is not, this isn't like some, okay, this isn't some infomercial where this guy's like, do you really even use this product? I mean, you actually said the words, Curable saved my life. I mean, that's pretty heavy stuff. Now you look around, there's CBD on every street corner. You know, you go drive through Pittsburgh where you're at, Minneapolis here where I am. All the corner stores, you know, have, you know, CBD sold here signs all over. The problem is you don't know where that hemp is sourced. You don't really know what's in it. You don't know who's behind it. If you're funding some big corporate conglomerate, I mean, you have no idea. The difference with Curable, what I like about them is that it's a family-owned business right here in Minnesota. They're not putting any lipid nanoparticles or crazy crap in your CBD. Do you find that to be, you know, one of the factors that led you to them as well?
Yeah, they have a great reputation, and I knew this company would do it right, and they've done an incredible job with this pain relief cream. They also have the dry spray and the roll-on. I prefer the pain relief cream because it works well better for me, but everybody's different. But you need to try this product. It's incredibly well, and I will tell you this. I had knee replacements 5 months ago, and I've been in excruciating pain, but when I put this CBD cream on, this Curable Active, I don't feel the pain in my knees anymore.
It's amazing.
At least for 3 or 4 hours. It works incredibly well.
It's amazing. Answer to this, a lot of people go, I can't believe you're selling marijuana products, Stu. They say that to me all the time. I mean, can you address that a little bit?
No, you know what? Marijuana is not such a bad drug. It's actually a beneficial drug. And, you know, there are different parts of the marijuana, you know, CBD and THC. There are different factors and reasons for it. THC would help more with sleep. CBD helps with more with healing the body. And the CBD is one of the best things that ever hit the market. This is the greatest thing ever. And don't get me wrong. I was negative about marijuana. I didn't think that anybody should smoke marijuana or use any kind of CBD or THC or anything like that. But when I started using it, I realized this is beneficial. This will help people. This will benefit people in the long run.
And it's not like it's meth or, you know, heroin or fentanyl. It's not like some synthetic thing. I mean, this is from hemp, sourced from nature. And you rub the pain cream on, it doesn't mean that you're running around getting high, right?
I mean, no, and it's non-addictive. It's not like opiates or heroin. You're going to get addicted to that stuff. This stuff is CBD. It's non-addictive. If you don't use it one day, you're not going to go through withdrawal. You know? So that's why it's non-addictive.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate the partnership because it's a great company. I happen to know, just for full disclosure here, I happen to know one of the directors. His name is Jeremy. He works at Curable. And the way that I learned about Curable, I coach his son in baseball. And so, we just started talking, and I was talking about my arthritic pain, and he's like, here, try some of this. And he pulled it right out. He had a whole little care package. And I'm like, wow, you carry this stuff around? He goes, well, I actually work for the company. And I go, oh, you do? And we started talking. I was amazed by the way that it helped me because – you know, I don't know if you've ever dealt with shoulder stuff before. As a wrestler who's had 5 broken necks and knee replacements, I'm sure shoulders have bothered you flying from the ropes and freestyle wrestling and all that. And so it's incapacitating. You lay on it one way and you wake up the next day and it's like it takes about 2 hours to get that loosened up. And if you just tweak it the wrong way just a little bit, you know, and then it travels up. So you have like these, you know, spasms in your trapezius and all kinds of different stuff because you're reacting differently to your movements because you're coddling that. You know, it's just like if you have an injury, if you get shot in the leg, chances are you're going to favor the leg that you haven't been shot in. Well, it's the same thing with this pain. And so it really limited the amount of work that I could do in the gym. It limited, you know, like going even camping, like, no, I can't do that because I can't. And so it affects your whole life. I mean, you really change your whole life when you're dealing with pain.
Yeah. You know what? I have a torn rotator cuff and I use this CBD cream, Curable Active on my shoulder. And I tell you that it gets me through my workout. Whenever I have any excruciating pain from there, I just put the cream on and I'm good to go for a few hours.
Yeah.
It's an incredible product.
Well, at the risk of sounding like an infomercial here on the Stu Peters Show today, I think it's really important because, you know, Big Pharma's killing people. Yes. They've got a pill for this and a pill for that. Doctors are pushing painkillers all over the place, which is contributing to this heroin epidemic all day long. I mean, it's basically a prescription to go start using illicit, dangerous, deadly street drugs. It's what it is. And they know it. And Big Pharma is, with a forethought, intentionally killing people for a profit. And so we here just like to give natural solutions to people to keep them healthy because we do care about people. And I've learned a lot. I've really learned a lot. I never used to know any of this stuff. I've been totally red-pilled doing this show over the last 2 years. I'm just a regular guy learning every single day. And I'm telling you, I love this stuff. So we appreciate you coming on, Kurt. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Stu. I appreciate it, man.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty cool. It's got to be the coolest part of this job, getting to talk to people like that. I mean, Kurt Angle, what a legend. And you know what's cool is you don't know that people are going through this stuff. I mean, I had no idea that Kurt Angle was going through any of this stuff in his personal life. Addicted to painkillers, it can happen to anybody with these fake psychopath doctors pushing these neurotoxins down our throats. It's disgusting. And they know exactly what they're doing. They're doing it in your food, too. There's toxins and poisons in your food. As a matter of fact, we're exposing all of that at gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. The fake food pyramid that they tell you about. Oh, I'm on a diet. I'm going to be really healthy. I'm going to lose all kinds of weight. No, actually, this toxic poison adds inches to the waistline. People can't figure out, I'm working out. I'm eating all the health foods that they tell me to take and to eat. I'm following all of the, you know, guidelines and protocols for this healthy diet. I'm on a health food kick and I still can't seem to lose weight and stay healthy. Yeah, that's because they're shoving poisons into your food. You want to find out which foods to avoid? I can tell you what, a lot of these so-called health foods have this poison in them. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/stew. We got a video over there exposing all this. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
Pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
This is it. We're wrapping up our final show before Died Suddenly comes out. Monday. This thing could stop the shots if you share it. If you go there, stupeters.com at 5 p.m. Eastern, and you share it with everybody you know. I'm humbly asking you, please, please. Book your appointment with Carlos Cortez. Also, protect yourself from the heathens. You might have a good financial advisor that's, you know, maybe a buddy or a neighbor, somebody that you go bowling with or enjoy a burger or a beer with every once in a while. And Larry might be a good guy, if that's his name, just using a name. Might be a good guy. But guess what? He's controlled by the edicts of Wall Street, who's manipulated by the Biden regime, who is sold out to the CCP. So de facto, you are doing business with a communist. Don't do that. Go to CortezWM.com. Do business with a like-minded person. We're talking about your financial future here. Carlos Cortez, a Jesus-loving, God-fearing patriot who loves his country. He's a father. He's a husband. Please go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, or he picks up his phone. Call him anytime, 813-448-3446. Until Monday, when Died Suddenly premieres at StuPeters.com at 5 p.m. Eastern. God bless you.